was 24 years old when I met the woman I would call my own. 22 grandkids now growing old in the house that your brother bought you.
Hello and welcome to our series on Dublin. In February this year, we went to the Irish capital during a school trip. Today, our program will be dedicated to our first impressions and our feelings towards Dublin. At first, let's have a look at how we felt while walking around Dublin streets for the first time. So, all agree that Dublin is a really interesting city. However, what first hit us and that we found tiring were the loud sounds. In the inner city, Dublin was so noisy. This was mainly due to the roadworks to renovate the tram network and the traffic, which leads us to another feature of Dublin. There's an extensive tram network, but no subway. What was very striking was the contrast between the outskirts of the city, where it was very calm and peaceful. In Dalkey, a wealthy commuter town by the sea, half an hour away from Dublin centre, it had a really soothing atmosphere and it wasn't as stressful as in the city. Another aspect of Dublin which we noticed quickly and appreciated is the history of the city. There were many important statues and buildings which tell a far-reaching story. For example, the GPO or the Daniel O'Connell statue.
Now, let's come to what you all wish to know. What does Dublin look like? It is really different from the architecture that we know here in Munich. While walking through Dublin, as a German, you are especially impressed by the sight of so many red brick houses, which basically look the same. This style, which actually comes from England, is called the Georgian architecture. Red brick houses, which look similar from the outside, but can be changed and fitted according to the inside and the owner's taste. A peculiar detail to notice is that the higher the floor, the smaller the windows get, and that originates from the way, historically, these floors were occupied by people of different social levels. The most important people got the biggest windows. We also noticed that doors are quite colorful. A lot of Irish houses have perfectly shaped fan lights, which are enclosed by cast iron railings. I believe this feature looks very appealing. It's something you'll never see in Munich. So, to finish, let us tell you what the kids who did this school trip thought about the city. We all agree to one fact. Dublin is a really interesting city. When I asked my classmates their opinion about the appearance of Dublin, whether they liked it or not, and whether they would like to live there or not, the opinions were divided. On the one hand, many found the atmosphere and look of the city pleasant, mainly because of the neat, clean-cut lines of the Georgian style, the red bricks which immediately caught their eyes on their arrival in Dublin, but not only for its appeal. Indeed, these bricks can look a bit grimy as buildings get old.
Actually, on the other hand, some people said the city was not much to look at, mainly on account of the outdated style. They would have preferred a more modern look. As if they would like to live in Dublin, most of the people share the same opinion. They wouldn't like to live there, mainly because of what they are used to in Munich. That each city has their own design and identity, colorful, noisy, calm, stressful. What it shows is that there is a lot of variety in Europe, such as the architecture, the food, or the people living there. What is ironic is that even if people find a city appealing when they visit it, it doesn't mean that they are willing to live there. This has to do with our reluctance to change our habits. Thank you for listening.
Bye.